I have questions. I mean, I.
Be advised, graphic language.
I don't have questions, but I have questions.
Because
this year is whiskey, wine, and true crime.
What kind of bullshit are you making over here?
Kelly, drink bitch Janelle, tech bitch Paul, and reading you today's headlines with unfiltered commentary for your enjoyment.
It's done, honey. You are picking that up, though. Your mess.
That's not from me. That's from the whoever was cooking.
Oh, my God.
Get it. Move the fucking
hand. Are you two done playing grab ass over there?
No, the fucker's being retarded. Stop playing with my ass.
What is this now? Okay, so they're lashed together at the wrists.
Yeah.
Oh, this is where the dogs attack.
And then let a puppy go after him.
No.
A fur missile.
Stop touching me, damn it.
No, I like touching you.
Ah, he's touching me.
For those of you that just joined us, if anybody is, we are watching Fear Factor in the background.
I need to grab a cup, damn it.
That's fine, grab a cup. I'm
starting to spike a headache. I don't know.
Okay, so they tape their wrists together. They're in run suits.
Uh-huh.
They have to pick up a hubcap. They let the fur missile go. And they're going to take the hubcap and put it in the back of the truck.
Yeah, you got to work together.
Well, that's fine. But, you know, if one of them is slow, like the woman, and here comes the fur missile. Oh, two fur missiles.
Yeah.
And they're one's XL Pitbull, by the way. And one is a German Shepherd.
Are you sure it's a German Shepherd?
A black German Shepherd. The hell it's not.
Are you sure it's a German Shepherd? It might be a...
Melanie,
one of those.
It might be.
It's a beautiful pupper, though.
They really do until you see a face. Oh, you're going to have to pick it up. The body shape is... like that of one of those two, the fuckers, okay?
Ew, that one come out of nowhere.
I love just ignoring you. Oh, you're gonna okay.
That guy looks like he's part orangutan.
Who oh, fuck?
What is that?
I feel like
Crystal.
I got a point, honey.
I'm not mentioning his race or anything, he just kinda looks orangutan-ish.
He is white as shit.
But look at his facial structure.
You see how big?
There's white
orangutan. That is definitely a black German Shepherd, motherfucker.
There's white orangutans. Oh, see, no fair. The dog can go over to shit.
have you seen that thing? It looks like a launch. Oop, I caught it. I need... stop it! Can you fucking stop touching me, period? I swear to fuck. Leave me alone.
Wow, you two. Get a room after the show.
I already have a room.
I know. So I'm still waiting for we're getting there started, guys. We promise. We're waiting for.
We're at 9,316.
9,316.
I don't know where we were at last week. That was
I'm going to look.
Whoa.
Yes, that thing needs to be tightened. So I'm going to let you do that.
Tighten hell. I think I missed it.
All right, we were at back on September 20th was 11,980, but then they dropped us. So yeah, we didn't get a account for last week. So what was it again? So I can 9,316.
Our most downloads are in Washington and Los Angeles. However, there's another country right behind it.
Florida.
That's not a country. But Tampa Bay, Florida is actually number 4 on our list.
Germany.
Yeah, das Bierhaus.
Negative.
Tell me it's like Nigeria or some shit.
No.
Alaska.
你好，什么名字?
China.
Bingo.
Huh? As
soon as you said that bullshit.
Cream of some young man?
Yeah.
China.
104 downloads as of today.
Walk you.
And now we're gonna draw
a Chinese like... chico.
Sweet and sour cream of some young guy.
I did have sweet and sour chicken.
Actually, I know it's sitting over there.
I know. We tell Navi it is chicken nuggets. Shut up,
Navi. Go have your chicken nuggets.
It's expensive chicken nuggets.
No, no.
You'd be better off buying the fake chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Don't knock it.
It's not even real chicken.
You've eaten it and liked it. I don't want to hear it.
I've eaten a lot of things that I have and have not liked. My wife was one of them.
This corn is great.
It's corny tasting.
It's corny.
Go eat.
See you later.
It's almost...
Did you almost spit yourself?
No, I almost swallowed it. So there's a few things going on today.
Before we get started.
I will have to look in more detail. But in Texas...
Steers and queers.
Some guy was actually charged with murder of a sex worker. He was 25. He was in custody today.
So he popped his blow-up doll.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Wait. No, Texas, it wouldn't be a sheep. It'd be a
steer.
A steer. Do they have inflatable cows? Yeah, they do. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they have inflatable cows.
No,
I know they have inflatable sheep.
And
I don't even want to know either.
And the man who...
My birthday 1 year from high school fell on the same day as my graduation from high school. We threw a combined party.
How well did that work out for you?
And I got really, really intoxicated and someone gave me an inflatable sheep.
That you tried, actually.
No, I turned around and I don't know what happened. I think I gave it to my mom. And then, so the guy that...
I thought you were female!
That's what I do.
Yeah, so anyway, who gave it away as a gag gift?
I would have done the same. But there's...
I don't know, but she did tell me before she inflated it, she put it in a box, and she put some Vaseline...
Oh, my God. All right. We're going to leave that alone right there.
Boxed it up and sent it.
This one actually happened on the 4th of October, but this news article popped up today as published. But an Ohio man who went viral for having the same birthday as his wife and his twins.
End up being her sister.
Was shot.
Oh, shit.
So I there's a lot of things going on today, so someone's got to explain something. Plus, on top of it, one of our top viewers' birthday's today.
I haven't been on Facebook yet today. Very briefly this morning.
Really?
She's not on yet.
I noticed, so I'm waiting. Because I have a question for her.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's a good question.
That's probably why she's scared.
That's why I am scared.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what size her husband got her this year. It's a valid question.
I'm going to eat my crown.
And her husband looks like a guy that Drink Bitch and I know.
Santa Claus?
No, I'm going to. Well, yeah, I can see that too. If
I say that all the time to him.
If Santa lost a shitload of weight.
Yeah.
Like Dave O'Neill.
I'm not saying any names, hon.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Wow.
Picture him with glasses and you've got.
I can see that.
Very close. Quick glance, very, very close. He's a good guy, though. He's always got cream pies in his pocket.
I don't think it's done all the way.
It's done all the way. Are you seeing dried blood?
Oh, that's.
All right, so anyway.
I haven't even started. You're not going to die. I mean, that's there. It's gone.
So, you're going to be seeing a lot of us from Studio A here for the next couple weeks because the city decided it's a great time to rip up our fucking street. At the end of the season. Our tax dollars at work. But we're getting all new pipes and shit. And we're going to get a nice smooth surface so you don't rattle your bra and your teeth when you come down the street.
Mm-hmm. I wonder when they're going to do.
Yours to get done. Yours, guys, is bad, too. But down west of us, or east of us, It's just like out here.
Yeah.
It's like driving a tractor.
Yeah. But I thought you said my tractor was sexy.
I was kidding. Shows me, thank you.
I don't find him sexy at all.
I don't. I do.
He actually looks kind of fugly, but anyway.
I mean, now, yeah.
Luke Bryant looks like Beavis.
You better stop.
No shit.
Nope, you better stop.
You better stop or you ain't getting any tonight.
Okay, hold on. While this man over here was deployed, the Super
you
Bowl
had
happened.
A fantasy.
Hold on. The Super Bowl was happening, right? I had to be. I was stucking. I was stuck.
Drink.
I just put my drink away.
You better drink some more.
I just put my drink away, is what I said.
You put your nipple away?
My drink away. Calm down, sir. Stop getting excited.
Not possible for him.
Drink.
But,
working on it.
Come on.
Oh, now they're dating on and off. Oh, those two. Yeah, they're dating. Okay, so dating off and on means.
Keep coming back.
Friends with that benefits.
But, any fucking how. So, Luke Bryan was performing for the Super Bowl. I was with his friends, stuck at his friend's mom's house. And while he was performing, he was wearing the tight blue jeans. And I'm sorry that's really when I started to become the fan of a tight blue jean. I'm just gonna throw that the fuck out there. But yeah. I had to sit next to this girl who was describing things in vivid details while he was deployed. Of what she would do to that man. and made us sit through and watch the performance. Then we turned off the game and listened to his whole album multiple times that night.
So she was horny as hell.
The same girl that made me watch 50 Shades of Grey with her at a movie theater.
I'm not sure who that is.
The girl, the same girl that we had a fight with. We don't talk to anymore.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, I know exactly who it was. Who it is.
That woman.
But anyway.
You start to, when people go into that amount of detail to describe a full-grown ass man and the things that she knows about this guy and the things that she would do to this guy, you start to develop respect for the man. And then you start...
How do you develop respect for the man when this lady you kind of sort of know and don't know is sitting there talking about how she would basically ride him until he was, like, dead and she couldn't walk anymore?
Save a horse, ride a
cow. How can you... That's big and rich. Anyway, so how can you... How can you respect the man when she's talking basically about him being a piece of meat?
That's like when you have... You and your guys talk about women, right?
I never talk about women.
Oh, you lying sack of shit. Paul, for example.
Wait. Don't bring me into this shit show.
Too late.
You married her. You UBI. The way... Paul would describe a woman. Better not ever be me. But if he described a woman being beautiful, goddess type, with amazing boobs and the thing, shut the fuck up. And the things that you think this woman can do.
Wait, first of all, that's too complex for Paul. Damn, look at that ass. Damn, look at those tits. That's about it. That's the difference between... Paul, is that not the difference between guys and women? When we describe a girl or a lady to another guy, dude, she got a set of tits.
Thing is, you don't sit there and ask, how big?
I can generally tell.
Like, are we talking big, or are we talking big? There is different levels of big, guys.
Yeah, anything over a handful is a waste.
Typical male answer.
Because if it's over a handful, then you risk hurting your jaw when you're motorboating.
It's Kelly Ledger.
No, there's measurements.
Okay.
Handful? Not so much a handful. Anything over a handful is just a waste.
So, regardless, he's describing the handful and the things that he would do to those tits. That body, that ass, fucking the shit out of this girl, right? Right?
Then that would be if he would even give her the time of day.
Not the point.
No, it's a valid point.
I'm just saying, Catherine Winnick, okay? You're describing Catherine Winnick to Kelly.
Tits and ass. That's all I need to know.
Or ass.
And he would fuck her till he died, okay? He'd explain that shit to you. He told me. I don't give a fuck.
No, I didn't.
We've had this conversation.
I didn't go into that much fucking detail.
We did because you said if she was up for a threesome, you would let her join. Yes, we did.
Only if she was a midget. It's the only way you'd be able to do it.
She's not shorter than me. I think she's fucking taller than me.
Well, but then... See,
I even looked up her boob size on my phone, by the way.
She did. That's the fucking fucker.
You can look that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You look up any famous actors, whatever, You can look up appendage sizes if you wanted to. I'm not saying go and do it, because that could cause that. I was curious. She has smaller boobs than I do.
All right, I got to see something here.
He's going to test out a theory.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
That's not what I want to know. You keep that shit on your phone.
No kidding.
I'm flat out good.
Two inches from the floor.
I don't know how tall he is. I actually don't have that answer.
5'6".
That's something I don't want near me.
Well, I mean, different body shapes, too. His leg might be longer.
But it's 2 inches from the floor.
Yeah. Or his torso might be longer, and he might only be this far up.
Regardless, he's taller than me. I don't want that in me.
There is a thing called too big.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it's all better to spin on.
No.
No.
Use it like a stripper pole.
No.
If I put that thing in me, I'm tasting it.
So it hits your tonsils. Just saying. You know, rearrange your guts, literally.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'll taste what I had a week ago.
Well, you had Paul, so...
I'd be tasting our dead children. Hey, semen is just unfertilized babies.
It's baby batter.
So, give up.
Unprocessed baby, unbaked baby batter.
I am very good with not ever having...
Yeah, you're going to have twins.
Yep.
No, that...
You're going to have twins, and according to Cooler Titties, Janelle and I are going to get married.
Yeah, you're next.
Yeah, well.
Hold on, hold on.
I have no plans.
If, let's say you do change your mind.
Okay.
I'm not saying you will, because you all both agreed on doing it. But
I know, I proposed to her on air not to marry me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had her fucking nervous as hell on that one, and I was fucking dying. I remember that.
I was more worried about him getting stuck on the floor.
I had to do something front for our anniversary.
No, dude.
If you decide to change your mind, for what X amount of reasons, whatever, don't give a fuck. Whether it's tax cut, tax break, whatever.
She would lose too much.
And what?
As far as insurance and stuff.
She still have that backup.
Hmm?
She still have that as a backup.
But we would cover my Medicare
premium. We'd lose some very valuable help to us.
Because they would want your insurance to be primary.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we do it without the paperwork.
Because, yeah, you would lose that premium, but now, not saying anything, I don't know what exactly I'm talking about here. Shut up, Paul.
I didn't say nothing.
When you say you're married to someone and you are on certain assistance, things go up in price for other people. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to leave that to the birds on that one. But there is...
Happy next.
But there are some,
Hello.
There are some benefits, but it also depends if you want to outweigh that. Not saying you should or shouldn't. That's all on you. See, in my
really
enjoyable case,
why?
For Paul, okay, I think more along the lines we put, like, once it, yeah, we planned it out for a year, he was still working. Now it became, we kind of need to get married so he could be on insurance. Something happens, you know, in any situation, it'll be us.
Us versus the world.
I was talking more along the lines, you die, we lose, that house.
Oh, maggot milkshake.
Would be screwed because I wouldn't be able to say that I'm married to you at the time. So I couldn't fight any repossession thing because it goes to an estate. The estate pays it back.
Yeah.
I'm well aware. So there are things like that. And that vehicle he is driving.
That vehicle still has, you still have no say.
I still don't, until she signs her name off of it. So that gets put out of that person's name. If he were to die and he was the one on there only, it would come to us. So there is benefits. Not saying everything happens, whatever. But like if I get sick and I'm in the hospital and they tell Paul, life or death situation. Do you want to keep her on or keep her off?
Hold on, let me go get a biodegradable dildo.
Not the way. And he either has to pull the
plug. Well, because then we would see if it grow inside you and make a beautiful tree. Probably a pussy willow.
Probably would. It would, you know, make that kind of distinction where he has to make a medical call because I'm out of it or... I might have to make a medical call or something. They always go to the next of kin. It doesn't go to
right
girlfriend or whatever, which, you know, you hear horror stories on TikTok and things of asking.
Yeah, because everything you hear on TikTok is real.
I'm not saying that. But you hear horror stories that, you know, it. Not saying it's not, but I'm not saying it is. But this one in particular talks about how she was so upset because... She was talking to the girlfriend. Girlfriend said, I'm just the girlfriend. We're not married yet. Blah, blah, blah. He was on something for a life-saving treatment, but the kids were his next of kin. They purposely waited to drive up 2 days later, and they couldn't save him. See, these situations do happen. Not saying that in particular story was real, but it can happen. So I'm not saying it's a positive benefit, but there, sometimes in certain situations...
Circumcisions.
It's always best to have a backup plan. I mean, you could go get a power of attorney documents... And have that saved either way. There's always that.
That is your backup, is the power of attorney. Now.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not married,
That power of attorney means everything.
Yeah, that is your backup. But if you don't have that, and something were to happen, they would always go to your spouse, marriage, legally, or your next of kin, if you don't have one. And trust me, next of kins, depending how pissed off you get, you may have a bad or bad experience. And it depends how pissed off you made your kids. That scares me.
Well one right. Talks to me and the other one don't for mine, so.
This is sexist. It's six females. Oh, they're models. Oh, dear God.
It's the model version. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there ain't a single brain cell between the six of them.
But I really wasn't trying to start that conversation. I was just...
Oh, wait. She's a nursing student. She looks kind of butch.
She looked a little fit. Like, I worked out of the gym too much.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving along with the shit show. Where are we going tonight, Brain?
So...
Ohio. No idea.
I mean, we're in the general facility.
Okay.
But we are...
Are these things picking up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm watching the jump. Are you good?
Feel better?
A little bit. Good. Oh, damn. She's a bartender?
Me and her would be friends. We are going
to... Oh, she's got the model walk.
Yeah.
No, that is...
That's got a...
That's a model walk.
Yeah, it's got a certain hip twist to it. Anyway, we're going to go to Massachusetts.
Massa.
How was I anywhere fucking...
In the vicinity is all I said.
Close.
Vicinity?
Yeah.
Vicinity.
Vicinity. I was thinking on the East Coast. I was giving him that. Okay.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot. There's a big East Coast.
That's where I was giving him that.
And Ohio is nowhere
right
near the East Coast.
Right.
It's in that time zone. It's in the same time zone.
Yeah, family.
I can go 2 hours that way and be in the fucking time zone.
I'm just did that.
You can cross the border in Indiana and be an hour ahead of us.
Exactly.
And then drive another five feet, and you're back in our time zone.
Yeah. Okay, it's an 11-hour drive. I'm why? Because there you would have to go through the state of New York. Who fucking who? We did that drive before. Not to Massachusetts, but... Salem, Massachusetts. Yes, we do. Anyway, moving on because he's got to be a dick.
Don't do it. He's amused by it. I don't know whether the bitch scared
I'm
or not.
More scared.
I don't know if it's latex or not.
It probably is.
Probably is, yeah.
Nah, it's just
so, yeah, rubber latex. It's interesting.
This is a triple homicide case.
Triple homicide, like the Triceratops. Three hornies.
If you want to say it that way, sure.
Yeah! I was hoping you would have.
Do you know who Daniel LaPlatte is?
No idea.
Sounds fancy.
No clue.
Daniel LaFlatuans?
LaPlatte.
LaPlatte.
LaPlante.
Bordeaux!
Yeah, pretty much. Placente.
No, I do not know who, whoever Placenta is.
Hello, Mr. Fang.
You okay, baby?
I know, Finn.
It took her like 3 minutes to say something.
The tail. Control that thing.
Navi! So this is going to go kind of like
calm
the hand-in-hand of...
Calm down.
No, nah, no.
No.
Nah.
The brothers that are... The two brothers that committed murder.
Menendez.
The Menendez brothers. Which isn't... From what we're... That case might have to be revisited.
Okay.
Because of new and upcoming information going on with that case. There is a potential for even a retrial. Go by Daddy.
Cooling down, big bitch.
She probably needs food. You want to go feed him? All right, so.
What do you want?
We're going to kind of balance and tread on this lightly. She's trying to tell you.
Feed me, Dad. Feed me. I'm withering away from nothing.
Okay, so. Rude. La Puente lived with his mother and stepfather and two brothers. Okay. Growing up in Townsend, Massachusetts.
I wonder how far that is from Boston.
I have no idea. Not looking it up to find out.
I can speak Boston.
Boston?
Cockies.
Oh, God. And the box is actually, when they say box, it's actually a gas station, by the way. So everyone knows. Anyway.
Okay.
La Puente claimed to have been sexually and physically abused. This is where the Mendez brother situation is going to kind of ties in together. Like I said, I am definitely going to revisit that case because of what's going on. By many adults in his life, including his own father, his stepfather, and psychiatrists.
Oh, gotta bring the shrink in on this.
Allegedly, La Puente's father was responsible for the majority of the abuse.
I didn't hear a word you just said because there was a bag opening behind me.
Yeah, you wanna put this... when you're done. I love you.
Take another drink. Calm down.
Working on it.
Whack, fuck, drink. Whack, fuck, drink.
Hey, I even read it right, too.
I know, I'm just trying to help you calm down.
La Puente attended elementary school in Townsend and went on to attend St. Bernard's High School in Fitchburg.
St. Bernard, that's a dog.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm right.
Tell you you're right. I'm usually in frocks. Where's La Puente played football and ran track, but he struggled with school. He was diagnosed with dyslexia at an early age.
Dyslexic?
And some of his classmates described him as creepy, weird, and was generally considered a loner by fellow students and teachers.
I haven't seen those.
Make sure. In teacher's room, did you grab it?
No.
There's one in there. He switched them the other day.
Just watch out for the socks stuck to the wall.
Me, I gotta get the.
The opinion among the residents in the neighborhood was that La Puente was strange and disturbed. As a teenager, he was referred to a psychiatrist who diagnosed him with hyperactivity disorder, also known as
ADHD.
ADHD. Because of his abnormal behavior and appearance and his lack of hygiene. Didn't know they fell together, did you?
Yeah, no.
They typically don't.
Okay, so...
But this is a special one.
So, La Puente was said to have hidden in the walls of the home of a 15-year-old Tina Bowen, who he had a date with.
Hold on. Go ahead.
In 1986, and was later arrested. He had been arrested by the police other times previous to this.
Living in the walls.
Talk about
shocking behavior.
How in the movie? That Disney movie. Where the house is alive?
Oh,
Encanto.
How the fuck? Most walls are only 8 inches thick.
You have to be like
super if
slender.
Even. No, sorry, 2x4. So they're 3.5 inches thick. How the fuck do you live in a wall?
I want to know how you fucking got in it without busting open a wall.
Yeah.
Oh, he shimmied in through the wall outlet.
I don't fucking know.
There's got to be more. They got to say in there somehow, because I don't even. There's no.
People were doing remodeling.
Yeah, but you need at least that much room to live in a wall.
Depends on how skinny you are.
I feel like you couldn't.
That wall is probably 4 inches thick right now. There's no way anyone's going to live in that thing.
I mean, you could try.
I mean, we might be able to squeeze Navi in there, but she'd stink after a while.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know.
Okay, so keep going.
We'll probably touch on that in a little bit.
I'm hoping so, because I have questions.
In October of 1987, La Plante was living with his mother and stepfather while being out on bail. He is 17.
Okay.
And he's itching his ear.
During this time, he committed several burglaries in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Where he obtained money and guns. Later, La Plante's stepfather discovered one of these guns in La Plante's laundry basket. When confronted by his mother and stepfather, La Plante claimed to have bought a gun. La Plante would burglarize a neighboring family, the Gustafsons, where he would steal valuables and knickknacks.
Paddywhack, give the dog a bone.
Speaking of
dog. Yeah, I know, and he's still got the stank breath.
Now, on December 1st, 1987... La Plante entered the Townsend home of...
Go lay down.
Lay down, buddy. Yeah, I know. Go itch your ear.
Priscilla Gustafs... Gustafson.
Are you enjoying your back rub?
Probably. Yeah. A nursery school teacher...
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Gustafson, who was pregnant, was found face down on her bed, her pillows covered in blood. La Plante had raped her, shot her multiple times at point blank range. Oh. I believe at this, they did mention it on Oxygen the other day when I was watching this. She was 7 months pregnant.
Ooh.
I believe it was like 6 or 7 months. Okay. But we're not done.
Never done.
But wait, there's more. Where are you going?
La Plante.
Really?
La Plante drowned both of her children. 7-year-old Abigail. That was supposed to be my fucking... Nope. Yeah, that was supposed to be my name.
You don't look like an Abigail.
Yeah. But my mom was on so much drugs, my dad named me.
Thank you, Dad. Abigail!
I don't know. That wouldn't work for me.
Abby! Come here, Abby!
I know, right?
Finn looks back like, what? And 5-year-old William.
Tits.
In separate bathrooms.
There you go. Drowned one and then go to the other bathroom and drown the other.
So, he... When he went
oh,
in
those are so fake.
I actually didn't even get a good look.
Oh no, they're fake.
He.
She floats. Look at that. So, she wasn't even treading water. She just.
So, William was. After he broke into the house.
Oh, she's done. Damn, that was quick.
She can't get down there. She can't get in there. Her tits are keeping her up. Anyway.
So he.
They're natural then.
Killed the mother. And the son was at home. He killed the son. As he was getting ready to leave, the daughter came home from school.
Oh, jeez. Killed the daughter, too.
She was not part of the plan.
She was an oops.
She was an oops.
Probably just like when they had her. Oops.
Poor kid, probably. He was questioned about 2 days later after the murders, but there was not enough evidence at the time to arrest him.
Both kids are dead.
Uh-huh.
Face down, ass up, sheets covered in blood.
Remember, this is 1987. What is still in its prime? Not even its prime, in its infancy states.
Y2K.
No. DNA testing. So, later that same... Later that same
I know,
day,
and those are fake, too.
Yeah. But she's standing over fucking Joe Rogan.
I know, he's like 6 foot.
And he's right around...
Oh, yeah, those are fake.
Anyway, LaPlante was questioned by police 2 days after the... not enough
hey,
evidence.
Hey, no political shit on the show.
Later that same day, police went to LaPlante's home to interview him further, and seeing the police approach, LaPlante leapt off the porch and fled.
Nothing screams I'm guilty like running from the cops when they show up just to say hi and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. A manhunt was launched involving police dogs, and helicopters. Meanwhile, LaPlante made his way on foot to a home.
Oh.
At a home in a neighborhood where he... stole a van and briefly took the woman who owned the van hostage.
Navi, can you turn that down, please?
Down?
Yeah.
Go by Daddy for a second. Daddy, she needs help. He then drove towards Ayer, A-Y-E-R, where he was spotted and pulled over by a police officer. LaPlante left the vehicle and escaped into a lumberyard, where he threatened the owner of the lumberyard with a gun and hid in the dumpster. LaPlante was then apprehended by two policemen who kept him under guard until reinforcements arrived at the scene, where LaPlante could be arrested and taken into custody. A year later, he was sentenced to 3 life murders of the Goose office. On March 22nd, 2017. Okay. A resentencing hearing for LaPlante because of that whole law that was passed. If you were under the age of 18, you should not be serving life. Mm-hmm. Go look that up if you want to know that one.
Oh, no. If you do something stupid that gets you life, you should serve it. No matter how old you are.
The reason being they were doing that is because another old case, it was a 10-year-old that committed murder.
Yeah, so?
They got life. I think it was in Indiana. I could be
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, so?
But at that time, our brains aren't fully developed. So they can't decide what's right and wrong. You see, that's where they're kind of... I see where their thought process is on it. So, after so many years, can they realize and accept it's wrong? And have remorse? That's why they retry all their kid life sentences. That's what they're doing. Well, did back then. I'm not sure where we're at on that life system, but we won't go there. I don't know all that. But, so, the resentencing hearing was 2017 at Middlesex Superior Court in Woburn, Massachusetts. Y'all need to fucking work on these names here. LaPlante asked for a reduction in his sentence. Instead of three life sentences. I mean, maybe two? I don't know. At the sentencing hearing, it was mentioned during his first appeal, previous court rulings were cited saying that juveniles convicted of murder should be giving a meaningful opportunity to re-engage society. That is where that whole retry of childlike murders and things like that. This is where I was talking about. There is also a new law allowing juveniles convicted of murder with extreme cruelty and... Oh, no, I've said this word before, and now I can't think of how to say it. Atrocity. Ha-ha, I got it, okay. To ask for parole after they have been behind bars for a minimum of 30 years. So he should be able to ask for parole and receive it based on this law. The judge, however, affirmed LaPlante's life sentences of three consecutive terms of life imprisonment with the possibility of parole after 45 years. Okay? So that was... 2017, he would have to be, his parole hearing could be in the next 3 to 5 years. Coming up, okay? However, after a forensic psychiatrist evaluated LaPlante and found out that he was not remorseful for his crimes, LaPlante is currently being held at MCI in Norfolk. He has now been switched to the custody of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, including the Supermax Prison in Florence, Colorado.
So he's in Aurora. Okay.
Uh-huh. Each one of these information that you get from this guy. They've got two different episodes going on.
Okay.
With him on it. The real murders on Elm Street. Because he was actually born and raised on Elm Street in Townsend.
You know what? I just seen something about Elm Street on...
That shit's crazy.
On, yeah.
It's a fruit fly. Don't let him survive. Kill him. Anyway. And the Lifetime Channel's Progging Hider in My House, Footsteps in the Attic series. But also, Lifetime just released a new film called Boy in the Walls. I mean, he is becoming so popular because of that. because of the potential of him being released.
Yeah, but I want to know how he was living behind the walls. That is false fucking advertisement.
ice cream. They're trying to say that right now La Puente is a model prisoner. The family is even stating he should never be released again. I'm trying to see if how the fuck he got in. Oh, that's not the right person. I'm even jumping through different articles to see if potentially how you would, how? Because it never stated in the episodes. But they also did state in this one, he began leaving things behind and moving things around the neighbors' houses to scare them while he was in there.
Okay.
My father Frank.
Watching now. Navi's just watching.
Yeah. All right, so hang on. Becoming the boy in the walls. I actually have a piece of paper with his writing, and it says toilet, right? Oh, there's more information that I didn't have. Police sketched of La Puente's hiding place behind the Bowden residence. So hold on.
I'm listening.
I have your thing. Over the course of several weeks, late fall of 1986, he gained entry to the Bowen home at 93 Lawrence Street in Propel. I didn't think they would say anything about that, but from a crawl space no wider than 6 inches, he started initiating the psychological torment.
Yeah, but if you, I mean.
So he was using the crawl space to get it. And so, depending on how old the home is, obviously it could be wood on the bottom. You find a loose enough plank between the floor and that, you can easily get in.
The walls usually have insulation.
You could take it.
If it's an exterior wall. If it's an interior wall like this, yeah, probably not.
That's where I... So, through Frank, believed his daughters were messing with each other when they would write messages like, marry me, I'm in your room, come find me. With the walls... On the walls, in mayonnaise and ketchup, and a knife was found pinning the family portrait to the wall.
That's just creepy. Talk about playing with
how the fuck?
He went freaking nuts. So the TV channels would be changing, items were rearranging, milk mysteriously consumed. Oh my gosh.
But how is he getting out of the wall?
He empty bottles of alcohol.
How is he getting out of the wall? I mean...
Tina Bowen escaped through a window, which was one of the other girls, who found the plente 2 days later in the cellar of the house.
That's
bad. Hiding in a triangular space in a corner, bound by two sides of the concrete foundation in the inner wall. According to this, La Plente had been clearly living there for weeks. He was in the cellar of the home. In this in particular situation.
But I'm still having a hard time figuring out.
Fucking tell me about it.
Because you would think if you owned the house, you would think if he went and put drywall up or something in a corner to close off a corner, you'd think the homeowner would fucking realize it.
Okay, Bubba.
You know what I'm saying? There's just, there. I don't know.
There are unanswered questions.
Yeah, Andrew Gustafson, which was obviously the night that his wife died, said it was eerily quiet in the house with no lights on. He feared the worst. He found his wife dead, laying in on the bedspread. Then he fled the house. He said he refused to look for his own children because he's afraid he was going to find them dead. I can't say I would want that image in my mind either.
Right.
So, we kind of have an idea. That he was using the crawl spaces and...
That makes sense.
So this, based on, you know, this, the drawing that they used. So the inner wall and the outer wall going like this, right? You have the outer wall that has the concrete foundation.
No. Ma'am.
Entry was made by climbing up into a 4 foot high foundation and jumping down to an open space.
That one?
Is what they're using. The open space at ground level was a secret hiding space, which was between the outer and the inner wall and a wall here, but there was a toilet over here.
That one?
So it was the bathroom area he got in.
That's the one you pointed at.
Based on.
It's Mario!
On their drawings. That's. I'm going off of what they said. It doesn't give you.
Okay, so then that means that the. That means that the foundation. That means that the walls didn't go all the way to the foundation, so that's got to be some old fucking construction.
That's what I'm thinking too. Or maybe it. I would say kind of like how Florida doesn't have like a basement and they could just move the house if they needed to. It's not like connected to the...
Yeah, in case a hurricane comes.
Yeah. So, but it's Massachusetts, so I don't know. I would assume since Massachusetts...
I feel okay with this stuff.
So, I... Don't know.
Man, that's got a smell in that box.
Oh, it probably does. But I mean, hell, I'd be okay with it.
Oh yeah, I'd do that, no problem. I wouldn't even play the game. I'd just be playing with the lizards and stuff.
There is a book out. Called The Boy in the Walls by Joe Turner. It was to help clear up misinformation. I don't know what kind of misinformation you kind of got out there, but I mean...
I don't know.
But this is... something that has happened to... this poor people Please. There is. I have no idea. Like, I don't know exactly how he got into the houses other than what they're telling us there.
Yeah, but he had to have done some kind of scouting or...
They assumed that he was stalking them for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but then that still leaves him. How is he going to get into the fucking house?
That is where I can't even begin to... Don't start. I don't know. I no idea. It doesn't really discuss it too much. I know they tried to talk a little bit about it on Murders on Elm Street, but not even gonna. I'm not gonna friggin' lie. I can't even remember.
I am going to have to check that out because I seen that today, as a matter of fact, when I logged into TV. I'm like, ooh, Murders on Elm Street.
It's actually really good.
I've been sitting there for the last week. I haven't even touched it yet.
All of the cases that they have on there, either the murders were done on an Elm Street in a city, or the murderer itself was on Elm Street. Like, the murderer grew up there. So it kind of gives you that eerie feeling about Elm Street.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. I like it.
I got a shit brewing.
No, I'm good. Okay.
She got through what she wanted to say.
We got through it. I'm not about to sit there and withhold the Ass Blaster 5000 from you.
You just don't want me shitting in your bathroom.
Bro, you're going to blow it up and then you're going to be like, why don't you have an Ass Blaster? I don't have one.
Well,
you don't want to be a commoner, do you?
That's for that one.
You may be getting one for Christmas.
Is that so? Give me at least the warm hot water.
Well, you gotta experience the cold water before you get the hot water.
Yeah, I'll work up to the hot water.
I'll even let you have the remote.
That's been bold.
I'd be hit the one controlling the remote if she used the...
Look at him, look at me, he's like, this is a possibility.
Because I would fuck her world up. And she'd be like, fuck that, I'm getting rid of this damn thing.
I don't know. I don't know. With what I just dropped on our anniversary, I don't think I can afford an Ass Blaster.
They got them at Walmart now for like $200.
With what I just spent on my anniversary.
I actually don't know how much.
You get the one I'm looking at on Amazon is... It was $299, but I found the newer model for $189. No. But again, I just spent money on my anniversary.
Oh, yeah. If it makes you feel better, once we do our little thing in November, that is a possibility we'll get an Ass Blaster, Paul.
I don't want one.
You don't want to clean your butthole hairs?
Dude, next time you come over, use the fucking thing.
But start I'm scared to.
Save.
Don't pressure the knobby.
No, you don't. You don't just sit down and crank it right away.
Right away? You got to work to it, is what I just got told. All I hear is, it's cold!
That's... But see, the nice thing, Paul, is if you rock back and forth on the seat, it kind of tickles your nuts.
Paul doesn't like his nuts being tickled.
No, I really don't.
Hey, kitty.
So, yeah.
I'm just saying.
There is some things that are happening in the works, clearly, for today. I will get back to everybody on this hell of a situation.
Yeah, tonight's been kind of Crystal, let's just say, had a very, very interesting day / week at the firm. And she's not quite all here tonight. But, you know, the show must go on, even though we suck.
Kind of preoccupied. I don't drink enough to deal with what I've dealt with. I'm throwing it out there. Y'all can take it or leave it.
Right. But, so, I mean, we got somewhat of a show done.
I would rather go on Fear Factor and eat slugs and worms and bullshit. But at the end of the day, I know I'd get $10,000. I'm not kidding.
No, this is 50,000.
But... Oh, is it 50? Whatever. I will deal with it and fuck around and find out for 50,000.
Yeah, but you don't look like that.
I want to look like that.
My paw would break you.
He's really bitching.
I already dropped about 20 pounds.
I noticed.
Let's see.
But no, look at now. Paw would break you if you looked like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. I'd pretzel her up and she wouldn't be able to be seen ever again.
Paul already said what he would do to me if I was that.
See, the thing is, I don't want a toothpick.
Right, you gotta have meat.
Yeah.
Honey, I already lost 20 pounds. It sure the fuck ain't coming off my chest.
Yeah, you wanna know where it's coming off of? It's coming off your sides.
I know.
Usually comes off here first.
It's really not. Her from here up is the exact same.
I'm jealous.
It's making me feel weird. Sides,
yeah, and drink bitches.
You can literally see it down slimming right here.
Yeah.
On sides.
Well, drink bitches down to
219. From 245.
Damn.
I keep telling her she wastes away. She's wasting away to nothing. I like a little meat on my bones, too.
Hell yeah. More cushion.
Hell yeah.
I'm losing.
Slap the fat and ride the wave.
I was at 265 and now I'm down to 245.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
And I have to go take my final count. Yes. Next Tuesday.
Nice.
And then I gotta wait another month before I can start my meds again.
Oh. Okay.
Fentramine.
Oof.
So I'm actually kind
of. I love how everyone says it's really like the withdrawal on that's really bad, and I'm like, I haven't had
it. When it comes out of your system, you'll notice because your appetite will come back. I notice it when my meds are on my system. I eat more.
Yeah, I mean, like, Fentramine itself, like,
carbs until it's out of my system.
Adderall, my man, that is my. If I took an Adderall, hot,
not mentioning times two more,
just one. A 10 milligram Adderall, which they do make. Thank you. My dumbass would have this whole house sparkling clean and then still be up 24 hours. And then at the end of the day, crash. If I took it tonight, I'd have this whole house sparkling clean.
Then the hurricane came through.
No, that was my hurricane. And then just Sunday morning, crash. No one would hear from me or speak to me until I went to work. I've done it. I was younger. But I also know if you snort it, it escalates your freaking. Whew. Don't do it. Don't.
We here do not condone the crushing up and snorting of Adderall.
Or any pills for that matter.
Or anything.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Cooler Titties! Hey, did hubby get you a new size up? Or did he go for two? Well, you know they just got done having sex. Because it is 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock their time. So they either just got done or they're just getting ready to. If she follows her normal routine.
But it's her brush.
What do you want?
But no.
It's true. She might not get it.
It depends. If it was my birthday, that's pretty much all I do get.
Baby!
I'm giving you stuff for your birthday.
We're not talking about the toothbrush that dear.
Baby batter.
Because he wants me walking around barefoot and pregnant.
There.
And in the kitchen.
Okay, so she's an hour ahead of him, which is what I said. An hour, maybe two. I don't know.
And she says, nope, she wishes for the bigger size.
So you didn't get a bigger size for your birthday.
What she wishes.
Don't think she could. I think if she went up another two sizes, she'd be disproportionate. Because then she'd have to get the ass done to balance it out.
I wouldn't even say the ass, okay?
And round one is done for now.
Oh.
Going for a marathon, eh?
Round two.
Fight!
At her age, is it possible?
Already? Wow. Go get it. I'm not going in. At what?
I'm in a Discord group with AMP students from Fox Valley, and yeah, it's funny as hell.
Okay. Uh oh, there's a message that just came through. It just got Kelly.
A big long one.
I saw something about Kelly. Fuck you, Kelly. They need to be bigger for sure. Woke up from surgery and asked the doctor where the fuck they are. Fuck you, Kelly. You're older.
Noted.
Yeah, I know.
How does it feel to be 1 year older?
I don't know. She's never been that age before.
I know, right?
I mean...
Okay, how does it feel to be married?
No change.
Right. But there was some silence there.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. So I was letting
there was no hesitation there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Quickie!
Get it, Navi, get it.
Yeah, hesitation.
Wow, a Quickie!
Really?
That's why
I'm
going to get in trouble.
From who, your wife?
I got 3 more days, motherfucker. 3 more days.
No, because they're closed.
Just for you.
Like you got one more day, my dear.
I still have one more day to return them.
Because they're closed right now. They're closed Saturday and Sunday. They reopen Monday morning.
That's the 14th.
Yeah.
I can return you on the 14th.
Until
3:30. I can return them.
I am lost, but okay.
You can cancel your marriage after 30 days.
When the hell did this happen?
It's called an annulment. You have 30 days.
Fuck, I wish I would have known that.
Yeah, 30 days.
Yeah.
That's been there for ever. As far as I'm aware. 30 days, you have...
A return policy. A
return policy. I wish it was literally 6 fucking months, because I wouldn't have had my divorce.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have met that fine specimen over there. Oh, wait, you don't even remember him giving you you giving him your number.
What?
Details.
Uncle
pretty important details.
Potato, potato, and alcohol.
Lots of it.
Well, see, now you should have said, I could have used that in a service. Potato, potato, alcohol.
It's a crucial thing you wouldn't understand.
That's true.
Potato, potato.
Oh, alcohol. There's one for you, hon. Your head locked in a box of tarantulas.
Oh, fuck no. Hell to the fuck no.
No, it'd be me fucking dealing with it. I'll tell you that. I'd be like, fuck, bro. Because I know Pa would be freaking useless to me. Because they're defanged anyway. For the show.
What?
The tarantulas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so since we're kind of like, you know.
Well, it's only because of my...
I know you've had a
my
really,
day.
You've had a really my bad day.
Fucking day.
And I've got to go home and prep a pork line for tomorrow morning.
I wasn't even gonna say prepping a pork line. It's got something else stewing.
Yeah, well,
that's going on my couch.
That too. I'm practicing chemical and biological warfare. And right now, my asshole is losing. I can only pucker so long. So, we will be back next week. The 25th, we will not be doing a show.
Navi, can you do something for me?
Unless we do it that Saturday, but we'll have to. Why don't you pay attention to the plate?
This is my child. It's my life.
So, Jamie, happy birthday to you. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week when we're all more, you know, with it. Well, we got 1:36 out of it.
That's not bad. Navi, are you done eating? Go put your plate away.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.
See, I like the couples fear factor because